on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
y'all ready,
me
man,
on
the
Twitter.
Social network.
Hit me up on Facebook
get it.
And follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
hit
after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me
they
on
no
Twitter.
They no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to add me.
Hit me
yeah.
up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can visit my website at kairossocial.com. Today, I'm going to discuss the perks of being a wallflower. I haven't seen the movie, but when I seen the previews for the movie, I think it's on DVD now or something, I'm not sure, but I thought this would be a great title for today's podcast. So what I mean by being, what are the perks of being a wallflower is whoever your audience is, those who support you, those who share your Facebook post or retweet your tweets or give you a plus one on Google Plus who does these things often. They might not buy from you right now, but they support you. They're paying attention to what you're doing. They're paying attention to the videos you upload, the blogs, things of that nature. And what you want to do is, now, I don't want this to sound creepy or anything, okay? So I'm not saying be a stalker. But what I'm saying is, to these people who support you via social media, you want to visit their photos, you know, see what they like, see their likes, learn about this person. And a lot of times people give you so much information about themselves online, it's ridiculous. I mean, the only thing they're missing is like their social security number, right? People give away so much information today on social media. And I think a lot of times people are being more comfortable with today's social media. And so what you want to do is you want to go and visit their photos, visit their about page, different things that they like. And what you can do is, here's one of the perks of being a wallflower. You can actually take the time to send this person something they like. Maybe it's some kind of, maybe they like going to the movies. Maybe they like a certain movie on DVD. You never know, just different things. Maybe they love Starbucks. Maybe they love Dunkin' Donuts. Different things. Maybe they have kids. And what you can do is, you can just simply, you know, take this information down. And you can send them maybe a gift card, right? And maybe you just inbox them, hey, I want to send you something in the mail. And this person will be surprised. They will be shocked to see that you've taken the time to give them something that they already like. And they didn't have to tell you this. That's what's really going to get their attention. And then once you send them, say, a gift card or something like that, and it don't have to be much. It don't have to be, you don't have to send them an iPad. You don't have to send them you know, all this expensive stuff. It can be something simple, right? It can just be a movie pass. It can be a gift certificate, something of that nature. And when you send it to them, they will be so excited because they've been following you for a long time. They already support what you do online. Of course, they haven't purchased from you. But what happens is it makes this relationship a little bit better because it's telling this person, you've taken time to think about me. I've done this before with people online, some people that I follow on YouTube. I have sent them gift certificates to iTunes, different things. And these people, what they do is they upload videos and then they share the things that you've done for them. Or they might take a picture of it once they get it in the mail and they say, thanks to such and such for giving me this or whatever. And they share it with their audience. And what happens is those people that they share with, they are interested in what you're doing now because they want to see what you're doing. Hey, maybe he might send me a gift certificate. Maybe she might send me a gift certificate. Who knows? But I'm not saying that you have to break the bank or anything of that nature. But what you're doing is you're developing real relationships because a lot of times these people are already following you. They love your content. But I think once you start to give to people a little bit more, give of yourself and show your humanity, it draws them closer to you. And they'll never forget you because they're going to share with their audience as well. That's your Kairos moment. So that's the perk of being a wallflower and developing that kind of relationship with your audience. I'm so excited. I have some speaking engagements coming up in August. Matter of fact, they're both on August 22nd on a Saturday. And I'll get you the information for the other one later. But the one I have now is from The Perfect Choice from our good friend Amia Isom, who definitely support everything we do at Cairo Social Media Marketing. And it's a business empowerment seminar. It's going to be Saturday, July, August 22nd. I'm going to discuss social media. And also, make sure that you register for this event at theperfectchoice.org. Theperfectchoice.org. And I'll have it linked up in the show notes. You'll be able to see it. But it's in Arizona. It's at the Citadel of Praise. That's 8738 West Chola Street in Peoria, 85345. And I'm going to discuss a whole bunch of stuff on social media and giving you tips and strategies and talking about the different platforms and which platform works best for your business. So you actually get to see me in person. I look forward to seeing you there. Make sure that you register theperfectchoice.org. That's where you want to register. So this is your Kairos moment. Visit our website at kairosocial.com, and you can also subscribe to our podcast via Stitcher or iTunes, and you can also find a Kairos moment on iHeartRadio. Look forward to talking to you. Hope I get to see you at the event August 22nd. Talk to you soon, people. Take care.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Cairo Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, broadcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on